Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Yes, good to see you once again. Hallelujah. Yes, our visitor, we are glad to have you. Yes, we praise God for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, we are continuing to talk about the faithfulness of God. Okay? Our God is a faithful God, and we need to remind ourselves of that. Glory be to God. And we are specifically using the nation or the people of Israel as the example of the faithfulness of God. Glory be to God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, Moses said that, therefore know that the Lord, your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant. Okay? He keeps what? He keeps covenant. He keeps promise. He keeps his word. Okay? Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant. Glory be to God. He keeps his promises. He keeps his word. And he will keep his promise that he gave to you. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, just as I said, we are using Israel as an example of the faithfulness of God. And if God has been faithful to Israel, if he has been faithful to keep his word, his promise that he gave to them, then he will also be faithful to you. Glory be to God. Okay? God gave Israel, or the people of Israel, two promises. All right? And, two main promises. Okay? The first promise is their eternal ownership of the land of Israel. Okay? Their eternal ownership of the land of Israel. Okay? Jacob, whose name is also Israel, just before he died, he told his son, Joseph, in Genesis chapter 48, verse 3, that God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan. Okay? The land that now we know as the land of Israel. Okay? He says that the Lord appeared to me in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I'll make you a multitude of people and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. Glory be to God. Have you seen it? Okay? Jacob, whose name is also Israel, the father of the 12 sons, okay, who basically gave birth to the people of Israel today, said that the Lord Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make you a multitude of people, and I will give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. Glory be to God. Okay? The promise that the land of Canaan, the land of Israel, will be theirs for everlasting. Glory be to God. Okay? So he told that to Joseph. Amen? Now, even Joseph, before he died, okay, he told his brethren in Genesis chapter 50, verse 24, that I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land of Egypt to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Glory be to God. He swore that he will give that land to Abraham and to Isaac, not to Ishmael, his brother. Okay? And then to Isaac, okay, rather to Jacob, rather to Isaac, he said, I'll give it to Jacob. Glory be to God. Not to Esau. Hallelujah. And like Jacob said, the land is supposed to be theirs for everlasting. Glory be to God. Amen. And God has to keep that promise. That is why the psalmist says in Psalm 105, verse 8 to 11, that he, talking about God, he remembers his covenant forever. Glory be to God. Whichever word, whichever promise that the Lord gives, he remembers it forever. Okay? And concerning the land of Israel, belonging to Israel, okay, the psalmist said that he remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Okay? And he said that, to you I give the land of Canaan as the allotment for your inheritance. Glory be to God. Amen? So that is the first promise he gives to Israel. Okay? The land of Israel is forever theirs. Glory be to God. Other nations, other peoples, he gave them their land. Okay? But there's a small piece of land in the Middle East, very small. And the Bible says that it belongs to Israel. Glory be to God. Amen? The second promise he gave to the nation of Israel or to the people of Israel is that they will forever exist. They can never be wiped out. Hallelujah. Israel or the Jews can never be annihilated. Hallelujah. Because God says that they will forever exist before him. Okay? One of the places we see that is in Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 35. Okay? It says that, thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances, okay, talking about the sun, the moon, and the stars, if those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever. Glory be to God. All right? Then he says in verse 37 that if heaven above can be measured, and it cannot, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, and they cannot, as we know, then I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord. Okay? Basically, God is saying that I will never cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done. Hallelujah. During this time, they had done a lot of evil. Okay? And God is saying, even because of that evil they have done, okay, even if they have done that evil, I will never cast them from before me. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So remember, we went through ancient and modern history of Israel, and we saw, okay, that God was indeed watching over his word. to ensure that the Jews, okay, are never annihilated. Hallelujah. To ensure that that land, okay, continues to be theirs. Glory be to God. Because he made a promise to them and he cannot break that promise. Glory be to God. Now, after we talked about that for 2 Sundays, okay, then surprisingly, Israel was attacked. Okay? And that has turned into a war now. Glory be to God. Okay? And for me, I believe that that shows the attack that came against Israel and what is happening there now. Okay? That attack which came as we were talking about Israel and the faithfulness of God. To me, it means that what we were talking about was inspired by God. Glory be to God. Okay? It was inspired by God. Hallelujah. All right? And it goes to really confirm or to make us really believe that the dream, okay, which he gave us on 19th September, okay, which made us begin to talk about the faithfulness of God and Israel, that dream is actually very serious. And God wants us to what? To really embrace it. Glory be to God. Okay? Talking about Israel and God's faithfulness was set into motion by a dream I had. And that dream had nothing to do with Israel. But it's because of that dream, okay, that we began to talk about God's faithfulness. And we decided to use Israel for an example. Glory be to God. Okay, what was that dream? Because we need, yes, as we pray for Israel, and we need to also to pay attention, okay, to give time to the dream that led to our study of the faithfulness of God, especially as regards Israel. You understand, eh? Okay? In that dream, which I had last month, on 19th September, I was a father to a very beautiful baby girl. Okay? And that baby in the dream was about 6 months or five or even less. Okay? However, the child was sick and very sick. She was dying. Okay? Actually, the doctors told me in the dream that her condition was hopeless and she had to die in a few hours. A male relative I was with left me to run an errand. So I remained holding my baby girl against my shoulder as I walked about, knowing that these were our last moments together. Although it saddened me to know that she was quietly dying on my shoulder, I could do nothing about it other than holding her to myself before she passes on. My male relative later returned and put out his arms to receive and carry the baby. As I handed the baby over to him, I looked into her eyes, and indeed, she was dying. But to my shock, she suddenly came alive and wanted us to let go of her. When we put her on her feet, I was amazed to see that she was no longer the six-month-old baby. She was now my daughter, Eden, okay? And she was about, she looked about 8 or 9 years old. Glory be to God. A baby who was less than a year old, okay, instantly became a grown child. Hallelujah. Okay? Seeing that she was a little weak, we tried to hold her so that she doesn't fall. However, she insisted on being let go completely. Okay, so we let her go and she actually walked by herself. And then the dream ended. Glory be to God. Now, this dream had to do with my conversation I had with God the previous day concerning our church. All right? By that dream, God was telling me and he was telling you that, naturally speaking, okay, logically speaking, if you use your eyes, if you use your head, okay, if you use your brain, okay, LAT should be dead and off the scene in a short while. Okay, remember, the baby was going to die in a few hours. In a few hours, the baby is going. Okay? So God, based on what I was praying to God the previous day, I knew that that dream was in context of that. Okay? And God was saying that when you look at us as a church, okay, we should be going off the scene, okay, in a short while. Okay? When you look at how many we are, okay, how the numbers continually decrease, okay, we should be off the scene in a short while. Just like the baby was given a few hours, not days, a few hours to die. All right? So God was saying, yeah, when you look at us, okay, in a short while, we shouldn't be in existence. All right? However, the dream also communicated, God was saying by the dream that will not happen. That will not what? Happen. Just as the baby was revived, so shall LAT be. Glory be to God. LAT will instantaneously revive. Just like the baby, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, became a grown child. Glory be to God. So God was saying that the child will be revived, and at that very moment, we shall even suddenly grow very big numerically. Hallelujah. According to the promises he has given us in the past. Hallelujah. So again, we see that God is a faithful God. This dream was to confirm or to reiterate what he has told us in the past. Glory be to God. That we shall not go off the scene. Hallelujah. In a short while, we shall grow and we shall grow very big. It will be a miracle. Hallelujah. Amen. This reminded me of what I shared in 2019, I think it was, the anniversary. Okay? And I used Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 6. Okay? In that scripture, Jacob, concerning his son Reuben, okay, he said that, let Reuben live and not die. Okay? And not just not die, but also let his men not be few. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So just like Reuben, we shall not die. Hallelujah. And we shall not just keep around, but we shall actually grow to become a multitude of people. Glory be to God. And just as the Lord promised, starting around 2015, we are actually going to become the largest church in this city. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to believe this. Glory be to God. What you do, you just watch and see. Hallelujah. You just what? You just watch and see. Eh? They say, Amaso kuchi, kulutimbe. Glory be to God. Okay? Mr. Isoke, have you heard of that expression? Amaso kulutimbe. Glory be to God. Amaso kulutimbe and katan kabutandis. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, God is going to be faithful to us. Just as he has been faithful to Israel. He's going to be faithful to us as a church, okay? And he's also going to be faithful to us individually. Glory be to God. The things God has promised you, which you haven't messed up, okay, God is watching over them. Okay, God is watching over the promises he gave you. And those promises will come to pass because he is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what is happening in Israel? Yes, it is not the worst that is going to happen. Okay? What happened the other Saturday when they were attacked? Okay? By last night, I read that 1,300 Jews had died. 1,300 Jews in 1 week, they're dead. That has never happened. In 1 week, 1,300 Jews dead. Okay? Now, that which happened and is continuing to happen there is not the worst that is going to come to Israel. According to Ezekiel 38, 39, and other passages in the Bible, the worst is yet to come, unfortunately. The worst is yet to what? Or to come. There is something commonly called the Battle of Armageddon. Hallelujah. It is coming and it's going to be bad. It is going to be what? Bad. Okay? That is the one in Ezekiel 38 and 39 and talked about also in Revelation chapter 16. It's going to be bad. Very, very bad. Glory be to God. However, okay, you see, it's going to be so bad that the only way Israel is going to be saved, okay, is by the coming of the Lord, the return of the Lord. Jesus will return and fight for them and win and then bring back all the captives of Israel, okay, those who have gone into exile, refugees, okay, he will bring them back, okay, into their land. And thereafter, they shall be there forever and ever. Because after that, there shall be no more war. Glory be to God. That is going to happen because God has to be true to his word. Okay? God has to keep the promises he gave them. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, like we said last Sunday, there are people, okay, Christians of all people who say that Jews don't matter anymore to God. Why? Because they rejected Jesus. So when they rejected Jesus, God threw them out. Okay? And all these promises that we have read now belong to those who believed in Jesus, to us, the church. Okay? All right? So you ask them, so you're saying that Christians own the land of Israel? They say, no, no, no. The church is the land. And they have bizarre, what? Stupid reasoning. Okay? As in, you know, that the church is Israel, then the kingdom of God is what? We are the Jews. They rejected Jesus, so God forsook them forever. They don't matter anymore. Okay? That is what is called replacement theology. And by the way, it is a doctrine of demons. It is a doctrine of what? Demons. Okay? It says that the church has replaced Israel. Okay? The church has replaced Israel. And all the promises, all the prophecies, all the blessings that God gave to Israel now belong to the church. Okay? And the few Jews who are still alive remain with the judgments and the curses. Okay? But that is what? Stupidity. Okay? If everything that belonged to Israel belongs to you, it should be everything since you have replaced them. You understand? So why I say that? The judgments, the punishment for disobedience, those are for Israel. But only the good things are ours. That in itself just shows that what? That doctrine is fake, man. Okay? If you want to own everything that belongs to Israel, let it be everything. Isn't it? Hallelujah. But this is a doctrine of what? With demons. Okay? So, now like what we read, Jacob, before he died, and told Joseph that God gave us that land forever. Now, it's like that scripture now no longer applies. It no longer what? Applies. Can you imagine? So, it is basically rewriting the Bible. They haven't been just brave to what? To replace the church with everywhere else, okay, Israel is mentioned. Okay? Can you imagine? God changed his mind after saying forever, after giving his oath. Now all of a sudden, because they rejected Jesus, so God is like, now my oath doesn't stand anymore. What kind of God is that? That must be like Allah, you know. Allah or whoever, you know. Okay? I hope you people, by the way, you understand that Allah and our God are two different gods. Okay? You can even see their names are different. Our God is Jehovah. Okay, the other guy is Allah. The instructions he gave us are different from the one he gave the other guys. Okay? Everything is different. Muhammad was deceived by a demon. Then they tried to change everything. Okay? Then even went for what was, you know, okay? They had Medina, Mecca. Then said, even Jerusalem is also ours. It is, you understand? Okay? Anyway, I can give you a lecture on what? Islam, but that is not the what? Yeah. Allah is a demon. Okay? And that's the truth. So when you go to a function and say, what, Kati, Allah, what? Now you know, Kisa, yeah, it's the same God. Man, you had better know what you're saying yes to. You're saying yes to what? And you might get messed up if you're not careful. Allah might come into your life, mess you up properly, because it's a demon. Now, I'm not saying go to Chibuli Mosque and start saying what? Allah is a demon. You'll be killed. And you go to heaven, and God will be like, what are you doing here? I expect you to be on earth. What's up? Then God will say, man, you are what? Yeah. You're stupid. You made yourself what? Be killed early, you know? Glory be to God. By the way, do you know what Chibuli means? Now I'm diverting, and I have many scriptures to what? To read. Chibuli. Who knows? These things, for me, they interest me. Names of places. Okay? Chibuli. And that is a seat of what? Islam in Uganda, you know? Chibuli. Do you know what it means? Okay, what does it sound like? You know Okubula? Eh? Okay? Anyway, what happened during slave trade, the slave trade era, okay, it was a place where people got lost. Meaning that slaves were gathered, okay, taken there. And the moment you get there, you're finished. So it was a place, it was Chibuli, where people, Babula. You understand? Okay? And which people were responsible for that? The Arabs, Muslim Arabs. Okay? Chibuli, that place. Because the Arabs were the ones, what? Working with our what? Chiefs. Only chiefs. And kings. Kings. You get to Chibuli, you're finished. Okay? Hallelujah. You're lost forever. Tulabika. Wakutwala. And what happened to all those Africans that were, because the slaves By the way, most of you guys, well, all of you guys, you don't have any relative in the States, like African Americans, who went there as what? Who says none of them is there. Okay? You, the East African slaves, were taken to the East. Okay? Now, where are the African Arabs? Do you see them? What happened to them? In the States, we see the African Americans. But Boganda, what happened to them? It's a question to what? Anyway, they killed them, castrated, you know, This thing called Islam is not a simple thing. You guys are joking. You think a white man is a bad man? Arabs, that Islam is a dangerous thing. Don't be deceived that Islam is a religion of peace. Okay? The word Islam itself means submission. Okay? That's what it means. And submitting to what? You have to submit to Allah and to his prophet by force. If you don't, you're killed. Okay? That's how they went forth conquering Asia, North Africa. They even went for Europe. It was by force. People converted by force. Sibinebya mwe, katiyomanyi, mukama akwagala. Salawo, oyagala kugenda wa. Salawo, mukama akwagala. God loves you. Nzize okugamba kukwagala kwa Yesu. Okay? Bogana, gwamanyi, nze nkubulide. No agenda. Islam, there's nothing like that. That man, salawo, what, Boboganya, kale. Islam is false. Okay? But it's the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is a what? You have to submit. Okay? You have to what? Islam means submit. And submitting is not like by choice. Okay? That's how they conquered. Okay? They conquered all that area, North Africa, Turkey, Europe. France at one time, France yali egenda. Until the Christians in France said, man, you guys will have to fight. They were like Museveni said, you guys will have to fight. Okay, then at a certain point, they stopped them. But they were going for them. North Africa, it was war, conquest. You studied a history, you guys. These things are there. And that theology, okay, or ideology, as Museveni what? Because it has never changed. It has never what? It has never changed. Hallelujah. They have a theory that when you're weak, just like go under. Okay? Until you become many and you get strength, then you what? That is their whatever. Bubaranga bali what? Deception, man. They're waiting to become strong and then they what? By the way, they're doing many things in Uganda. You remember this school, Kawempe Muslim, whatever, it's still there, I guess. Man, there was a time, and I think even up to now, I don't know. When do you know how many guys Kawempe was sending to law school? Guys were studying Luganda, Arabic, and what, and they'll get AAAs, law school. And it was a strategy. Get people into law school, many Muslims into law school. These are going to become the lawyers. Then they'll become the judge. Then they'll be in charge of making laws. Okay? Then all of a sudden they would take over. These kids are very... You're joking, eh? Okay? But I was looking at this FDC thing. Okay? Now, this is not God, all right? This is not what... This is not God. It's me, just my head. And I was looking at, like, FDC, this faction that has broken off, okay? The Katonga, what? Faction. All right? And this, now, the president is Lukwago, Elias Lukwago, and who else? Anyway, there's Semujunga under there, okay? And you're like, man, these things, you can wake up gachi Muslims have a party. Then they'll tell you, but for us it's peace, peace. Then the stupid you guys, stupid what? Christians who just say they just follow Bobby Wine, what? Liberator. Then they'll go for it because peace, Tulaba, Temjunganda fights for us. They are not on your things, man. He fights for us. What? Kira municipality. You know, eh? Before you know it, eh? They are like, man, this constitution has to be changed. It's a Sharia law. Okay? You're joking. You try to resist the fight. Because it means to be a Qur'ana. By the way, do you know the meaning of the word Hamas? Okay? Hamas in Hebrew, the language there, it means violence. That's what it means. Simple. Don't go for complicated what? Definitions. The word Hamas, in their language, it means violence. Violence. Violence against who? They only have one guy they're fighting. Violence against the Jews. Why? Because the Jews should vacate that land. It is that simple. Okay? This whole war, it is just to get Jews out. Okay? Because the land belongs to Allah. So they say. And his prophet who? Glory be to God. Amen? I wasn't intending to do that. Eh? But man, for me, I watch these guys. I'm not stupid. Just like Chagulani, however many good things Chagulani says, for me, I can't believe him. Okay? Just imagine if you are a devil and you want to what? To whatever. Kill a person. Anyway, like temptations. Temptation. You know, eh? Contrary to what many of you think, sometimes the devil says the truth. True stuff, man. True stuff. So do you go with him just because he says the truth, okay, sometimes, but not for good. You understand? Not for good. Chagulanyi is saying good things, but not for good. You know, eh? God said the man has a spirit of death. First of all, God said in that dream that he is a dead man. Okay? And he has a spirit of death. And the people around him are also dead. Hallelujah. Now, if I have that info, when you look at Chagulanyi, I can't. Okay? If he stands with someone else, I vote the other one. If there are only two, I don't have to even seek them because God has already told me about one of them. Hallelujah. Okay? Rachel was telling me that when she shared Nsubuga's dream with her family, one of her aunties said that, now, can you talk to Pastor Moses to also pray to God to spare us, of Mohoz? Since he has been praying, God to spare us, Chagrani. Katimungambe, Nemohoz. Hallelujah. All right? Glory be to God. Anyway, you guys, be careful, eh? Don't be naive. The problem with our local, more naive. Someone just comes and says, peace. Just because now there's peace in your Bible, peace, love, you just follow. There is nothing like peace in Islam. It is violence, it is war. Hallelujah. Okay? And they follow their prophet Muhammad because that is how he began conquering. Okay? He was just from Mecca. Okay? When he began, 622, I think it was. Okay? Natanko Kogela, the Meccans chased him, ran to Medina. Okay? He was there for some time. Then he sent a message to Mecca that now I am coming for peace and I'm just coming to worship. Okay? When he got there, the guy turned on them, man. Slaughtered chaps in Mecca. Okay? Nera manawa, peace. Okay? So when they say, and for them, they follow Muhammad. That's how we did it to begin with, and that is their way of doing things. Glory be to God. Amen? So tell them to accept what? Now, I'm not telling you that hate Muslims. The Bible says, Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations. Don't hate them. Bambi, have love for them. Know that Bambi, they are what? They're in deception. Okay, they're in deception. And yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yes, the church has not replaced Israel. Replacement theology is fake. That's why right now you find many Christians, they're like, yeah, this war, Jews are the problem. Okay? Jews are the problem. Okay? Hallelujah. Because they have embraced that what? That thing that no, God gave up on them. Okay? But in Romans chapter 3, verse 3 to 4, Paul poses a question and says that, for what if some, the Jews, did not believe in Jesus? Would their unbelief, their not believing in Jesus, make the faithfulness of God without effect? Okay? Will God no longer be faithful to the promises he gave them just because they haven't believed in Jesus? And what is his answer? His answer is certainly not. Okay? Certainly not. Okay? 8 chapters later, in Romans 11, verse 1, Paul says that, I say then, has God cast away his people? And what is the answer? Certainly not. In the New Testament, Paul says, certainly not. God has not cast away the Jews. Okay? In fact, he says in verse 26 that a day is coming when all Israel will be saved. At the return of the Lord, when he comes to fight for them, okay? They will see him and then they will believe this is the Messiah we always waited for. And then they will all be saved. Glory be to God. Okay? God hasn't cast away his people. They are still in his plan. And they are still referred to by him as my people. My people. Benjamin Netanyahu. My people. Glory be to God. Okay? The Secretary of State of the United States, what's his name? Simple thing, just, you know, Blinken, okay? He's Jewish, okay? He's among God's people. I had him on TV when he landed in Israel, his address to the what? The media with Netanyahu on his side. Those were his opening remarks. Said, I am Jewish myself. Glory be to God, okay? Know that now I'm going to love everything he does with who? Biden. Okay? Promoting homosexuality. What? No. But he's Jewish and he's God's person. Hallelujah. Okay? Just like Joanne's person is who? Sam. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jews are still God's people. They're still in his plan. Okay? We see them in the end times, just before the tribulation. We saw this, amen? We see Jews, 144,000 Jews being sealed before the tribulation. Okay? So that they don't die in the what? The tribulation. Okay? Revelation 7 from verse 2, it says that then I saw another angel descending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, do not harm the earth the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of God on their what? Foreheads. The servants of who? Of God. And who are they? Verse 4. And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Servants of God, the children of Israel, they are there in the last days. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 14, rather chapter 14. We see them after the tribulation. They are among those who are raptured. Okay? Chapter 14, verse 1 says that then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne. They are in heaven. Okay? They are before the throne. They are on Mount Zion. Okay? The tribulation has ended, and the Lord comes at the end of the tribulation, raptures us, because we are going to go through the tribulation. And among those who are raptured are Jews. Glory be to God. God has not cast away his what? People. Please remember that. Glory be to God. Not that you should support everything they do, okay, good or bad, all right, but just know and be on God's side. Okay? Be on what? There's a friend of mine, some doctor guy. Okay? He's called Kenneth Nyombi. Okay? Orthopedic, you know, this guy, it's like a spirit grabbed him. There's no, like, first of all, I was so disappointed. Okay? When Chagulanyi rose up, then I look on his what? It's called what? That castetus statement. It's called what? Not status, but there's a caste statement. Let me check here what it's called. It is called, you know it. It is called, and I don't know what it's called. But that coward, that's where you can write something and it is there forever. It's called what? Profile, I think. Eh? Profile, is, there's a pig, then there's a cat. You can write something. Anyway, I was so shocked. Chagulanyi has just risen. Eh? He's becoming a national issue. And I see a brilliant and educated man. This is my also, you know, Gajino Yao Omoa Omoyago Bachi Omubanda, Omubanda, yes. Omubanda, yeah. I was like, you mean you can be that educated and you even what? You are like, we're going for Omubanda. What is Omubanda? Anyway, it's not a good thing for. Like, especially a president, we shouldn't be Omubanda. And now, so when I saw, and this guy is my friend, okay? Sometimes he treats my kids when they are sick, okay? Because I don't want to go to hospital and I pay, consultation fee for nothing. So I just call up one, a friend of mine, you know? So I used to call up that guy. I'm like, now, then I give him all the symptoms, and then, Kati, what should I buy? They say, ah, Kati. Then sometimes he's like, you know what? Let me come to your home. After work, you know, I'll pass by your home. Then I what? And he's a good dog, by the way. He made a diagnosis on Eden this year. Okay? Now, when Eden and the mother and the sister this year, when they went to the States, okay? And then they went to hospital in the States, the Americans made the same what? Same diagnosis as, anyway. But then I saw this guy. So when I saw this nonsense, Omuloko Late, brilliant chap. I called him. I was like, boss, Kati Binovichi, Nyombi nawe, be serious. Omubanda Afuka, President, whoa, Gweya Soma, honestly. Okay. Then he tried to tell me about what I was like, ah. You know? Then when I got that dream, okay, when Chagulanyi had indeed lost the election and was going to attack people, okay, violence, Hamas, okay, okay, I sent it to him. No, Turkey is a Burundi, okay. Then now, recently, the other week, I sent him Nsubuga's dream, okay. Then he's like, yes, I've read it and I've listened to it, okay. Then he's like, but why refuse people to welcome their leader? Nemugamba kati nyombi. We were, you know, we chatting because he's in Egypt, we're doing another course. So that is a real pro at bond. Okay. Okay. So I wrote to him and I said, Nyombi, you haven't listened to the dream. Then he's like, okay, now you know, Pastor Moses, by the way, he used to come here years ago. Years ago, some okay. Then he said, but you know, Pastor Moses, for you, I respect you because I know you. Yes, I'm covering. Yeah, I know you. Okay, but now, you know, hey, what do you think about life presidents? I can tell you, BG Demuwa. I told him again, you haven't listened to the what? The dream. At a certain point, he just went, what? He said, because you could realize a guy had listened to the dream, but he hadn't actually listened. You can't miss not seeing, you can't miss seeing what God is saying. That this man you're supporting has a spirit of death. You know, but so yesterday I was like, no. I wrote to him again. I was like, Nyombi, you went silent on me. Okay? But please refer to these dreams which I once sent you. Then I told him, and Nsubuga's dream is basically saying Bobi Wine has a spirit of death. And the people around him are dead. The man wants your blood. Don't be on his side. That is why God was disappointed that Joel Senyonyi Emulokole joins, you know. I told him, do you remember that dream? Up to now, I'm waiting for what? Response. In fact, that's anyway. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where were we? Basically, sorry about the devil. Whatever good thing the devil does, it is not what? He's not intending good. He's not intending what? He's not intending good. Like a thief said, what? Isn't it good to help? Okay, let me help you or carry your bag. A thief is telling you that. Isn't that a good thing? Helping, okay? Helping is what? Yes, good. But again, the game, the end what? Is to rob you. Before you know it, game is going to take off. Hallelujah. Okay? Like I mean a murderer saying that what? Let us share food. Okay? Let me share with you my food. Sharing is caring, isn't it? But man, in that food is going to give you this poison. You're going to die. Hallelujah. So that is Chagulanyi, that is Hamas. That is death, you know. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Muanga for him, he believed. Muanga tomu nyumiza Chagulanyi. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I told you that Sunday, I love my country. All right? I love my country and I'm going to work with God. Okay? I'm going to work with God. Okay? Yeah. If you guys want to get Chagulanyi on the WhatsApp, but there will be some of us who will be like, no, it ain't happening. Glory be to God. If you make us lose, just know what is going to befall you. Anyway, glory be to God. All right? Yeah. I'm not against Baganda, but I mean, if, okay, Northerners, what? For me, no, Mao, I can give him, okay? There are many sensible Baganda, now like who? Many, okay? You mentioned them. Banji nyo. Start. Okay? Now I'm seeing a Katibari Nechagurani. The clique which God said, they are all dead. That's a problem now. Okay, but there are many Baganda, good people. For me, I can't vote them, but not Chagulani. Not who? Hey. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, where did this hatred of the Jews, where did it come from? Where did it come from? Okay? It begins from Genesis. Okay? A few years after creation. Okay? Remember, God tells Adam and Eve, do not eat of this tree. Okay? The day you eat of it, you shall surely die. But they disobey God and they eat. And so God comes, he pronounces judgment on the man, on the woman, and on the snake. Okay? By which the devil came. Okay? Then in Genesis 3:15, okay, one of the judgments upon the serpent was, God says that I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He, the seed of the woman, shall bruise, okay? KJV says, shall crush your head. Okay? The head of the devil. Basically, the authority of the devil, okay, will be done away with by the seed of the woman, the offspring of the woman. Okay? That is when the trouble starts. Hallelujah. So now, henceforth, all right, the devil is watching. Okay? Who is that one? Okay? It is said that when Eve gave birth to Cain, the firstborn, she thought that was a seed. Okay? Because she said, I name him Cain because God has given me a man. Some people thought that that's the one. Anyway, but from that time, the devil is watching. Okay? And at a certain point, God narrowed down the what? The family. Hallelujah. Okay? Narrowed down the family, and the enemy as well has been anti that what? Family. Glory be to God. Okay? If you read Luke chapter 3 from verse 38, okay? Don't put it there, it's okay. From verse 38 to verse 34. From verse what? 38 to verse 34. You will see that Adam begot Seth. Remember, Adam got the first two kids, Cain and Abel. Cain killed who? Abel. So Abel dies. Then they get another kid, okay, called Seth. And so it says Adam begot Seth. Seth begot who? Seth Yazalani. Okay? Enosh or Enos. Okay? We're going to follow that line, okay? Hallelujah. Then Enosh begot Cainan. Cainan begot Mahalel. Mahalel begot who? Yared. Yared begot who, Sam? You should know these things. Okay? Yared begot Enoch. Okay? Enoch begot Esther. Methuselah. Methuselah begot Lamech. Lamech begot, at least you should know Lamech is son. Cut, you've gotten the scar. Lamech begot Noah. Noah had three children. Who are they? You, light-skinned man. Okay? Anyway, Shem, Ham, and who? Japheth. Okay? But now it is a line of Shem that is important. Okay? Shem begot Arphaxad. You had gotten a scar. Now you're not talking. Arphaxad begot Cainan. There's another Cainan. Cainan begot Shelah. Sidom. Okay, Selah. Selah begot Eba. Eba begot Peleg. Peleg begot Reu, whatever. And he begot Serug. I had a friend of mine called what? Seruga. Seruga was a liar, man. I've had friends who are liars. When I read Useruga, I remember Useruga. Seruga, he was a liar like most young boys, young kids. You understand? He wasn't really a top liar. Young boys are usually, most of the time, they're all liars. Okay? I haven't said, not all, but the majority, liars. And they come up with stories. Stories, they can make a movie. Okay, so Seruga told me once, many years ago, okay, that one day him and his brother, when we got holidays after school, went back home. Then their father told them to take off their shirts. So they took off their shirts. Then he told them, breathe in. Okay? When they breathed in, the father saw ribs, man. Ribs. Basically, kids that can't wait at school, man. And the father was like, no, let me take you to Nairobi for holidays. And back in the day, Nairobi was. So holidays were in Nairobi, man, eating everything so they can put on weight. That was Useruga, man. Man, boys, be careful with young boys. Okay? But Serug begot Nahor. Nahor begot Terah. Terah begot Abram. Okay? Now, when it reached Abraham, one day the Lord appeared to him in Genesis chapter 12, 1-3. And told him that, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Which land? Now we know it is the land of Israel. Okay? Then he says, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Which we now know God was talking about salvation for mankind coming through Abraham's line. Glory be to God. Now, Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 says that to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say unto seeds as of many, but as of one, unto your seed. And who is that seed? Christ, Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Okay? Remember, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob, who is also called Israel. And it is from that family, the 12 sons, that the nation of Israel is from. Okay? So, and remember, it is Abraham's seed, who knows Christ. So now you can see why the devil has hated Jews from back in the day. Even after Jesus is coming, the guy is still after them. Okay? Including you, who also believed in that Jesus. Glory be to God. So this replacement theology thing, it is inspired by the devil. The hatred of Jews is inspired by the devil. It is that simple. It is just like the love of Chagulanyi being what? President. Okay? It is demonically inspired. Now, I'm not saying that everyone knows that they are what? They're being inspired of the devil. But they should know. If you're a Christian, you should know. You know? You even don't have to hear from God. How can a drug addict just come from what? A ghetto and wants to become president and develop a nation? Like, common sense. Hallelujah. This hatred of Jews that you're seeing on what? Social media. It is demonically inspired. And people think they're being very brilliant by supporting Palestinians. They give you man very brilliant reasons. Brilliant reasons. With brilliant words, man. Vocabulary. Thomas Obala praise. Only vocabulary, guy, you are called sir. The terminologies, you just allow. The terminology just even makes you say, yeah, indeed. Okay? Like Chagulanyi, who was annoyed with what? With Mwenda's English. You remember? Back in the day. Say that Mwenda just speaks Mwenda, Yamu Zebibuzo, Ngoruzungu economics Chagulanyi nga takwasa. Rama was just English. Hallelujah. Okay? So that family, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, that family, man, the devil will never rest until he what? Until he puts them under his feet. But which won't happen? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jesus came, by the way. And according to the Bible, okay, he did what? Okay, Hebrews 2:14. It says that through death, he destroyed the power of death, okay, and that is the devil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? These things are important. You might mean, you know what? But they are important, and you hear them over and over until the what? The rapture. And you will need them in the tribulation. Just like Esther and Bruce will need some man on them. Glory be to God. They know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. John says that a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Okay? Remember, Joseph had a dream once. 11 stars were bowing down to him. Okay? The moon, the sun, and 11 stars bowing before him. And we know those 11 stars were his brothers, the 11 brothers. So here, his number, 12, hence the 12 of what? Okay? So, this is talking about Israel. Then he says that this woman, being with child, okay, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. And his tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child. Okay? And this child was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Who's going to rule all nations? Okay? It is Jesus. Okay? Then it says that, and her child was caught up to God and his what? Throne. Okay? So the devil was getting ready for this woman, Israel, okay, to give birth to a male child. And the moment it does, it destroys him. But it didn't happen. Hallelujah. You remember Herod, what he did when Jesus was born? He wanted to clear him. Herod was inspired of the devil. Glory be to God. Man, sometimes when I pray, man, God, just help me for the devil not to use me in anything. Like when someone is fasting. Someone is fasting, then you are there, and you very far, then you give someone a phone call. You are, man, I'm coming to Kampala. I'm coming in your area code. Can you go for lunch? Sometimes I do those things, but then I'm going to Unangamba, they are fasting. And I'm like, had the devil, what? But sometimes it's not the devil. It's just, you know. But sometimes it can be the devil. Ngayagala omuntu omujje mu kisibo. Ekisibo, the fasting is messing up the devil. So he identifies someone who has a 50K for lunch. Who loves giving. Okay? Okay? Can you go for lunch? And then you mention like a nice place. Someone refusing. They're going to regret. I've always wanted to go to that place. Hallelujah. Anyway, Herod was inspired by the what? The devil. But he didn't manage. Okay, to destroy you. Remember, Israel, the nation of Israel, was the one giving. This is not Mary. That woman is not Mary. That woman is not who? Mary. Joseph told us in Genesis who that woman is. The woman with what? Okay, 12. Anyway, you get my point. All right? So, she gave birth to the child. The devil failed to what? To kill the child. The child was caught up to God and in his throne. To God and his throne. Now, verse 13 says that the woman decided to now persecute, rather the devil decided to persecute the woman who had given birth to the male child. Okay? Since I failed to kill the child, now let me go to this woman. Okay? Eyamuzala. And of course that is Israel. So the only thing that the devil now, the only reason is against Israel is because she, Israel, gave birth to the male child who was going to destroy him, the seed of the woman. Glory be to God. That is the whole thing that is happening now. Okay? And man, he came up with a religion called Islam to use it for his agenda. Okay? But this is something, it just doesn't make sense. Says you don't have to be a mulokole to realize that this Islam thing is a deception. Islam came 600 years after Jesus. 600 years after what? Thousands of years after Moses. Okay? And then they come and say that no. If you're Jesus, okay, yeah, we believe Isa what, you know, the prophet, he was a prophet. But Muhammad is the last one, and Biayogela, it is what counts. But we believe he's a prophet. You see, now that's how they deceive you. Nothing, we believe he's a prophet. Yeah, he was a good man. Kadigolo was at peace. But they're not believing what you believe. Hallelujah. They don't believe he's a savior. Okay, and so this Muhammad guy comes 600 years after with Jesus. Okay? Even if you never come by here, we believe, but you know, Sabbath, not Friday. I mean, like, everything, you know, You are like, this thing is what? A total lie. Glory be to God. Okay, so he came up with this Islam thing, okay, to basically deal away with Judaism. That's why they don't want the Jews there. Because they want only Muslims in that land. Okay? And by the way, there's a teaching in Islam that if Muslims have ever owned a place, if they have ever owned a place, okay, they have a right to come and take it back. Do you understand? Once upon a time, they conquered a big chunk of Europe. Okay, then they threw them out. Their agenda is, we have to get it back one day. Kati, they have entered Europe with those things of peace, peace, what? We're peace-loving. That's how they do their things, peace. Now, all of a sudden, you ask the French, Abasilamu kati babe chuki de. But they just come, well, peace-loving, you know, peace, you know. Okay. But they're just waiting to get power. Now they are using those human rights things against the whites. Human rights, freedom of what? Religion, what? Man, eh? They use your thing, then after they tweet, you know, eh? Say now, you know, after they have gotten power, they're like, now out those things of yours, human rights, we don't want the Sharia. Man, when we began this Islamic banking thing recently, you see, guys are they are by jampola ampola. Mumulo zavali kubya mwe. Hallelujah. So Islam anyway, what throughout Jews out of the, you know, like man, this is Islam thing. You guys are joking. Hallelujah. Amen. So the woman. The devil fails to destroy the child. So goes for the woman, Israel. The woman is who? There is no way it says that the devil has ever gone to try and destroy Mary. Tebili, yo. This Catholic also now, what? But it otukoya. Hallelujah. Okay? But it says that the woman was given two wings of a great eagle. By the way, now, this is talking about what is going to happen in the tribulation. Okay? The woman was given two wings of a great eagle. Okay? Americans say, yeah, because the eagle is our national bird. So this is referring to America. We are going to help Israel. That's a big lie. Okay, they will help, I think. But this is not what? America is not anywhere in the Bible. You go there, is America in the Bible? And some guys will come up with, yeah, then they show you some verses, you know. Now, again, look at. You see, ego. Tula our national bird. It's not the Ugandan crane, the crested crane. It's the ego. So, to Jacoba mu picture, to limu mu Bible. It's a big lie. Hallelujah. And so the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she's nourished for how long, Esther? 3.5 years. The 3.5 years. I think you dreamt them. Did you? Yes. Okay. 3.5 what? 1.5 years. Okay. And they say that place where they'll run to is what? In Jordan. Okay. To be protected until Jesus comes to fight for them. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just trying to let you know that please don't fall. Don't in any way fall for hatred of the Jews. It is a demonic thing. It's demonic. Every Christian who is like that, okay, in that area, they have been overtaken by the devil. And it shouldn't be you. Glory be to God. It shouldn't be what? It shouldn't be you. You should be pro-Israel. You should be pro-Israel that they have a right to their land. You as a Christian, you shouldn't even go into politics. Just say the Bible says, God said. Boying it out politics. No time to explain political whatever. You're going to be, you'll be out-reasoned. Or they will appeal to your emotions. Then they will show you a Palestinian baby with blood in her face. Say, really? Really look? Like some guy here in church was trying to play on my what? My emotions during the elections when they killed, you remember the 50 people who died? Say, but Pastor, you say God what wants Museveni back according to the dream you had. But how can God support this? 50 people. Kachula emotion, man, you should guard your mfakutwala mu emotions. Nakujamu, what does the Lord say? Be very careful. Emotion of 50 people. I'm like, yeah, that's very bad. Okay? But I'll tell them that, but you guys also, do you also know that this Kyagulanyi guy provokes a security force so that can happen? So why don't you speak out against the person provoking those things? That's what he was going to do exactly when he landed, when he came to the country. He was coming to provoke so that blood can be shed, so that his spirit of death can have a field day. You understand? But this Museveni man is a bad man. You know, how can God? But Pastor Moses. Then they look in the eye like this. But Pastor Moses. Then they even do their what? Head like this. But Pastor Moses. God, really? I was like, you're not going to play those games on me. Okay? God said, and that's it. If God says, Muhozi, I will inform you, Rachel, to tell your aunties. If he says, Sam Museveni, that is it. Hallelujah. Okay? But just be sure he will never say what? Chagrin. Hallelujah. Okay? If he says, Mao, we go. What does God say? That is it. Glory. Amen. You see, I'm a Christian, man. First and foremost, I'm a Christian. Okay, I'm a Christian and I know God. God is real. The 20, how many years I've walked with him. I've had him speak. I've experienced him. I know. Okay? So for me, I'm like, Katonda aliwa, saidichi, tugende. Sometimes it can be hard, but you're like, anyway. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But now this devil, he was destroyed on the cross. His authority. But he's still lingering around. But the day is coming when that also will come to an end. He will not linger around anymore. He will not do anything anymore. According to Revelations chapter 20 from verse 7. You see, at the end of the tribulation, Jesus is going to come back. The Antichrist is going to be killed. You know that. Okay? Then, thereafter, just as John saw, okay, he says that. Anyway, after that, the devil is going to be bound for 1,000 years. Okay, bound. Well, he can't do nothing. All right? Then it says that after 1,000 years, okay, it says here, that now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations. All right? Verse 9, the devil and the people who join him, okay? The Bible says that they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, Jerusalem. Beloved city. Oli yave medina ne meka. Nagamba tekati. Ne what? Jerusalem. Na yo yafe. Put a mosque, okay? In the place where there was the Holy of Holies. As in, just kamanyiro, just. Okay, and worst of all, it's the devil. It's a what? A devil. Okay? Hallelujah. So they surrounded the beloved city, Jerusalem. Okay? Then he says, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Then the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are. For them, they went there 1,000 years earlier. Okay? And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. The devil, the Antichrist, okay? Hallelujah. They will be there forever and ever. Okay? The seed of the woman will have now put an end to all the works of the enemy. Glory be to God. And then the hatred of the Jews also, of course, will be no more. Because he who inspired that hatred against the Jews will have been taken off the scene. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Take home message. Just as God is faithful to the Jews, he will be faithful to you. and you'll be faithful to us also as a church. Okay? Reuben will not die. Reuben will live, and his men will not be few. Glory be to God. Okay? Be on the side of God in everything. Concerning right now, be on the side of Israel. Glory be to God. Okay? Not that everything they're doing and they will do is right, is good, but God is on their side because he promised. Glory be to God. And remember, please, God is going to be faithful to you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.